Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned
the around. Amazingly awesome Stevie Nicks.
And I saw, ladies and gentlemen, my reflection.
What an artist.
Snow covered
it. Part of it. Great Fleetwood Mac band, by the way. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Ulala Njinga, and she's rocking and rolling here with us on the Small Business Advocate Show. And Ulala is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing. Ulala, tell us your give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Sure, you can hang out with me at Ulala.com. That's basically my play space in all things purple. But for something more serious, for what we actually do as a company.
I never thought of you as a camouflage kind of person, Ulala.
I have camouflage.
Somebody asked me what my favorite color was. I said tweed.
Oh, no.
So spell Ulala for them.
OLALAH.com. That's right. Where I hang out
Ulala.
And play. Yes, and business stuff is at yellowitgroup.com.
All right, so check that out. Ulala, we're talking about the social workplace, and you said something in the last segment that I want to spend some more time on. You said, I'm going to try to get this right, if the owners and managers of a business, the leaders of a business, don't develop a social policy, social media policy that works for the company, that expresses the realities of the marketplace and the workplace and the requirements of the company, it will be done by default by the employees.
Absolutely.
How close did I get?
That's pretty close. If you do not have a social media engagement policy by design, then your employees will create one by default.
I like that. That's much better. That's going to be on the test, folks. Okay, Ulala, this design thing, I think that's really important, because you talked about, you know, at a company gathering, people taking pictures and putting them up on Facebook and stuff like that. Those are things that need to be said. You need to say to people, listen, just because you have a camera doesn't mean that you have a right to put someone else's image up on your Facebook if they didn't give you permission to do that.
And there's the slippery slope, because once it's in the social web, then it becomes part of public domain.
But I want to stop it before it gets there. And you don't,
right.
Just because you have a camera or a recording, that doesn't mean you have the right to. I consider that to be an invasion of privacy.
And there's a lot of argument both ways. I mean, it happens. You speak for a living. I speak for a living. People take pictures of me, tag me, put me in the social
right.
space. People record things, even though I say no recordings. Please.
If I put myself out there in public, and you do too, that's different.
Right.
But for somebody else who's not doing that, who's just in a group, you know, that's not right.
It comes back to the word appropriate, and that's where we left off in the previous
segment. The word appropriate.
You know, what does appropriate mean to you? What does it mean to your company? What does it mean to your employees?
But that's what the policy's for, right? It's to determine
exactly.
What the company thinks is appropriate.
Right. And from that company's position about what's appropriate, then employees either get on board with that or don't get on board. And there has to be some sanctions for what happens when you don't get on board, when you skirt outside the line. But without a policy, everything is fair game, and can you really blame employees if you're not really clear about?
Oh, no. If you're not clear, they're going to default to the jungle.
Right.
Right.
Social media jungle.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're going to default to that, and nobody could blame them, I guess, in a way.
That's right, and that's why we argue about it. That's why it's such a hot topic.
Well, the other thing is, okay. You have a cell phone, and is it better for your child to call in on the phone and tell you they're home, or is it better for them to log in when they get home and tweet you or text you or put it up on Facebook or whatever, however they may want to do that? So yes, it might be more productive to use the social media structure for that. But that doesn't give you, you know, that means if you're supposed to be working, that doesn't also give you the license to go hang out there while you're supposed to be working.
Definitely. And you used a great example because, you know, my children are older. Well,
right.
They probably wouldn't appreciate being called children anymore. You know, they're adults. And I got a note from
my
daughter.
Are they still on your payroll?
They're still on my payroll.
Then they're children. Until they can keep life and limb together without you, they're children. Go ahead.
There we go. And I tweeted something, one of my Olala-isms. I typically have one every day. And my daughter sends me a private message and says, "Get off Twitter, Mom." You know, it was kind of funny. That's what makes sense in my world, right? Tagging my husband on Facebook and tweeting with my kids. But, you know, in the office, you know, my employees, we have the very same dynamic. I don't know how I might react if they were, you know, sending something by way of tweet when all they have to do is just bang on the wall and say, "Hey, oh,
right.
Can you come here?"
Well, those things are fine, but the main thing also that you've got to do in terms of this thing about appropriate is no putting up on the social web anything about the company.
Well, and see, there's the problem.
That's a big deal, right? That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. You know, we want our employees
You're
to
forbidden.
Be a brand champion.
They
got
to know they're forbidden to post anything about the company that the company doesn't approve of.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one because you can't spill the beans in the marketplace.
Great.
So, hey, Olala, give us the website quickly one more time.
Sure, olala.com and yellowitgroup.com.
Check it out. Thanks, Olala. See you next time.
Please.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.